In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we are on page 2 of Luisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, and this is part 2. And we begin on volume 26, 528, 1929. The love and the desire I, God, feel to make the divine will known is so great that if it were necessary, I, Jesus, would incarnate myself again in order to obtain that my holy divine will be known and that it reign upon earth. So here Jesus is saying this is so important to him that he would begin again, if it were necessary, to incarnate himself again. Our Lord became man. The incarnation took place not only to redeem us, but to sanctify us. And this is why he says, I want this done. I will begin everything over again to have this done. And this is what he's doing with Luisa. What he gave to Adam, this preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality, he gave to Luisa. And not only that, but he gave more to Luisa than he gave to Adam. This is why Jesus says, you are greater than a second Adam. What Jesus has done with Luisa is, he says, if Adam had not sinned, I would have taught him the book of heaven. And Adam would have then taught his children how to live this life, the way it's done and how it's done through the book of heaven. And he says, but Adam sinned. So Jesus says, I could not give him this book, but I give it to you, Luisa. Now, Luisa was born of original sin. Yet, what has happened here is, he says, I've looked through all the children of the earth, you know, for centuries. And he says, until I found one. And the one that he found is Luisa. She's the one who possesses this gift. How amazing is this, that Luisa possesses this gift, and that's what God wants to give to us. So as we read the book of heaven, what happens is we begin this new and abundant life. As we possess this book of heaven, what happens is, study it, read it. It's just, this is fun today. It's going to be a whole new beginning for everyone and for everything. So, I would incarnate myself again in order to obtain that my holy divine will be known and that it reign upon earth. You know, God becoming man was an astonishing thing. I mean, what faith talks about that? You know, no faith talks about that. No faith says God died for man. Man was so far from God that God had to begin again this abundant life by redeeming mankind. And now he says, now is the time for sanctification. So he says this, but this is not necessary to be incarnate himself, he says, because having incarnated myself once, he says, incarnation is always an act and has the virtue of reproducing the same effects as if I were incarnating myself again. So here, you know, Jesus is yesterday, today, and forever. He's always the same. So this incarnation, he says, is always an act. He says it reproduces the same effects as if he were incarnating himself. He says, and it was only for the decorum of my fiat that I chose you, Luisa. So here we see, he says, to Luisa about Adam, he says, if I give this gift back to Adam, he would lose it again. He says, I give it to you, Louisa, because you will not lose this. Your children will not lose this. This is a great hope for us. What does this mean? If Adam lost it, how can we not lose it if once we possess it? And again, no one possesses it fully except for Louisa. Louisa is the only human who does, more than Adam. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That is the reason why she cannot lose it. Adam didn't have Jesus and Mary as his Adam and his Eve, but Louisa does. Now he says, the decorum of my fiat, for the beauty, for the joy, the hope, the love of my fiat, to make it proper, he says, I as God have chosen you, Louisa Picaretta. Do you see why it is so necessary to go to Louisa? When we go to Louisa, everything begins. When we go to Louisa, it's really a new beginning for all of mankind. He says this, I, God, purified you of any seed of corruption. Okay, she was born of original sin, and he says, I, God, have purified you of any seed of corruption. I, God, enclose myself in your soul. Yeah, here, this, where do we find Jesus? As we find Jesus in this, Jesus and Mary, in this soul, Louisa Picaretta. Not only in a spiritual way, but also in the natural. Why? So as to make use of you, Louisa, as a veil to cover myself, almost as if I made use of my holy humanity, as a veil to hide my divinity. So we're getting to see who Louisa Picaretta is. This gift of the divine will, you know, I hear so many people say, well, I'm living in the divine will, and I possess the divine will. And it's like, holy moly. Do you have what Jesus gave to Louisa? Do you possess this spiritual DNA that he talks about right here? Purified of any seed of corruption, enclosing herself in Louisa's soul, not only in a spiritual way, but also in the natural way, to make use of you, Louisa, as the veil to cover God. Do you see why Jesus is so happy with Louisa? And we have to understand how he expects an awful lot from us, because he's giving to us Louisa Picaretta. He's giving to us what he gave to Louisa Picaretta, and that's the Book of Heaven. This is why, if you haven't read all 36 volumes and put into practice all 36 volumes, how can you even begin to think that you possess this gift? Louisa was in bed studying this. I saw her fingerprints when I was in the Secret Archives of the Vatican. I saw her fingerprints etched onto the pages. She held those pages so tight, studying and repeating the prayers that Jesus had taught Louisa. The promises that Jesus gave to Louisa, the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa, the knowledges that Jesus gave to Louisa. You know, when we read, and one of the things that I really recommend is use this year as the last year of your life and ask Jesus that you have one more year to read, to study, to put these truths into practice. Which means the way to get through the whole Book of Heaven in an easy way and a beautiful way is through the calendar, reading and studying and putting this into practice. This is what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for souls that as you read, you'll come to a section, a verse, a word, where Jesus will say to you, read this again. And you read it again. And then Jesus will say, read it again. You don't understand yet. And you read it again. This is what Louisa did. And she possessed this gift. She stayed in bed for 64 years. And what did she do? Look at her pictures. She's either in contemplation, meditation, She's in ecstasy. That one picture with her, she's looking up into the sky. She's looking up into the heavens. They say this was after Holy Communion, where she would go into ecstasy for 2 hours. After receiving Holy Communion, she would pray for 2 hours before she received Holy Communion. So think about this. She prepared herself with 2 hours. She went to Holy Mass. And this is given permission by Pope Leo XIII and Pope Pius X. Holy Mass was celebrated in her room. And then for that hour. And then she meditated or in ecstasy for 2 hours. 5 hours getting ready for the Eucharist. 5 hours. We look at us when we go to Holy Mass. I mean, do you see what I'm saying about you say you're living in the divine will? To live in the divine will, you have to have this, you have to be purified of the seed of corruption. What does that mean? No more worries, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. I know this is going to happen. I'm confident. Why? Because Jesus tells Louisa he's going to do it for the souls who want this. Okay? What does that mean? That they have given up everything. Everything. Why? To focus on this gift. Again, there's holy things, saintly things, good things. But those who want this gift are focusing on the Book of Heaven. Talking to Louisa. Praying with Louisa. Praying the Echo Book. These are all the prayers that Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. You know, praying the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, praying the 24 Hours of the Passion. Learning the You Must Know book. Putting into practice the Be Attentive book. When you look at all this, this is Jesus speaking to us. And remember, this is what Jesus said was going to happen. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he says, This is what Jesus says to Louisa in volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Louisa, you are going to receive the Spirit, the truths of the Holy Spirit, the knowledges, the treasures of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths. He will remind you of everything that I have said. This is what's coming. This is what's great. This is what's glorious. How amazing is this? How amazing that our God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. This is just astonishing. So as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, as you go through the calendar, and bring in the calendar today, and then make, it's like, I say 10 pages at the most, but it's basically 4.5 pages a day. Reading this, and then pausing when Jesus shows you something. It's not just to read this as a novel, but to learn from Jesus Christ. He says, I will stand right beside you to touch your mind, that you will understand this in your heart, that you will love it. This is what God is waiting for. He says, he's looking for us to become the veil to cover himself, as he made use of his holy humanity as a veil to hide his divinity. See, when you do your rounds, this is what Jesus is doing. Jesus, come breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So why? So that your kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. It's accomplishing everything. It's accomplishing everything. It looks like you're doing nothing, Jesus says to Louisa, but in reality, you are doing everything. And in order to have you at my disposal, I, God, segregated you from everything. That's what he's doing with us. Do not feel bad if you are separated from your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, separated from your, you know, your job, separated from your reputation. You have to understand, God has to separate you completely. He says, in order to have you at my disposal. What is God's disposal for us? It's to read the volumes. Study the volumes. I, God, segregated you from everything. and from everyone. See, Mary, the Blessed Mother, treasured all these things in her heart. She was alone with Jesus and Joseph at Nazareth until Jesus turned 30. And they went to Cana, and she said to her son, "Now you have to begin." And he says, "Woman." He uses the term Adam uses for Eve, "Woman. You know, why? It's not my time." And what does she do? She says to everybody, "Do whatever he tells you." So to live in the divine will is to fall more in love with the Blessed Mother, to listen to her, to who she loved Jesus more than any human. To live in the divine will is to love Jesus more than ever, because you're listening to him. He's telling you what he has planned for each and every human, and that is to live in the most holy divine will. How awesome is this? How amazing is this? I confide you inside a bed. And look at us. You know, we go through sufferings. Each and every one of us is suffering physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Each of us is going through great difficulties. And sometimes just minor difficulties, but difficulties. Life is tough. But in the divine will, it's always fiat. In the divine will, such beautiful things are happening for each soul who is being attracted to this great gift of the divine will through Louisa. See, Jesus and Mary wants us to go the way he's planned it. Now, St. Louis de Montfort says you go to Jesus through Mary. And a lot of people said, "I go right to Jesus. I don't need the Blessed Mother." Where in Scripture does it say you go to the Blessed Mother? Well, if you read Scripture, Our Lady says, do whatever he tells you. You listen to her. When you read Sacred Scripture, where was the Blessed Mother? She was there at the birth of Jesus. Where was the Blessed Mother? She was there at his miracles. Where was the Blessed Mother? She was there at his crucifixion. Where is the Blessed Mother? She was there at his burial. Where was the Blessed Mother? She was there at his ascension. Where was the Blessed Mother? She was there at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the first Pentecost. Where is the Blessed Mother today? Jesus tells us she is marking all my children because they're her children. See, it's now, Jesus says, I'm going to show you how to get to the new Adam and the new Eve, and that's through the newborn, Louisa Picaretta. Well, I don't need Louisa. Again, the human will doesn't want anything to do with God. The human will is in charge. I'm in charge. Even religious people, holy people, saintly people, pious people don't want the will of God. They want to be in charge. I will build this church. I will build this community. I will take care of this. I will pray these prayers. Jesus says there's a new beginning that's coming. And that's this. Really, it's the oldest gift on earth. It's to live in God's holy divine will as God planned for Adam and his children. This is so glorious. What a glorious time to be alive. And he's looking at us. And he's saying to us, yes, you might be confined to a bed. You might have some sicknesses, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. He says, but I am the Lord. I want you to know that I have called this for you. Why? For so many years, he says, to give you the sublime lessons about my eternal fiat. He's given us the Book of Heaven. Those that are reading the Book of Heaven are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. You've already begun to live heaven on earth, not to the fullest extent. No, the first one who will possess that will be the Holy Father. We see this in the three appeals. You, Holy Father, must be the first. You are the head of the Catholic Church, therefore the head of the divine will. Through you, Holy Father, you will give this gift to the world. He has the keys to the kingdom. For so many years, we've gone through sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, a lot from our early childhood. Look at the early childhood of Louisa. Read Father Bucci's book on the memories of Louisa. Read that. You know, she was crunched up in a bed, a metal bed. The devil twisted around her like a prison. She couldn't get out. She was caught. What does her family do? They call for the doctor. It takes 3 days for the doctor to get there to the house. And he looks at this and he goes, this is not for a doctor. It's for a priest. So then they call for a priest. 3 more days. I mean, think about it. She's trapped in this bed. The steel bed wraps around her as a prison. And what happens? The priest comes and does the blessing, and the bed unfolds, and she's free. Look, that didn't happen to us. We've gone through other things, but not like that. Why? The devil could see in her what God had planned. The devil can see in us what God has planned too, not to the full extent. But he's a good guesser. He can see, like I've mentioned it before, the light of the saints is like the lights on the car at night. They're coming towards you. And, you know, they're sort of yellow and mellow. But then every now and then you see a bright light, like the blue light of the car, you know, headlights. They're different. Well, that's what the devil sees with us. He sees a different type of light in us. What God has planned. And he hates it. Look at what we've gone through. You know, it's not woe is me. It's you have to understand what Jesus is saying. I've done this. Why? Because I've given you the book of heaven. I've given you the sublime lessons about my eternal fiat to make you drink sip by sip, word by word, the knowledges and the life of the divine will found in the book of heaven. You look at the faithful Israelites. They had the Torah. There are unfaithful Israelites. You have the faithful Catholics, and you have the New Testament. But there are unfaithful Catholics. And now Jesus says, I give you the testament of the kingdom. I give you the testament of love. And there are many who have the book of heaven and are unfaithful. Jesus says, I'm waiting for the souls who want this gift more than anything, and then I will give it to the world. Which means he hasn't found anybody yet. The Holy Father has to be the first, as Louisa says in the Three Appeals. He hasn't found the Holy Father yet. I was hoping it was John Paul II. I was hoping it was Pope Benedict. I was hoping it was Francis. God has plans, and his plans are amazing. He will, he has everything. He does it in a way that astonishes people. So don't be caught off guard if it is Benedict. You know, don't be caught off guard. God has got great plans. So he says, I've given you, I put you in your situation. I put you in the way that you are living with physical, spiritual, mental, emotional illnesses. Why? Because I've given you the gift of gifts. I've given you the prodigy of prodigies that Jesus says, I've waited 6,000 years to give. That's what he said to Louisa. When these books come out, he says, I've waited 6,000 years for this to happen. Because Louisa would ask, when is it going to happen? He says, I've got it planned. So when did the books come out? 1996 on February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation. Those books were brought to Corrado. I was there when the Mass was said, when all the books of the divine will were on a table in her room, and this holy Mass was celebrated in that room. It was like thanking God, finally, after 6,000 years, all the writings of Louisa are together in Louisa's room, and holy Mass was celebrated. When? on the Feast of Presentation. The Lord has got everything planned. Everything is planned. So he's saying to us, I want you to learn about the eternal fiat. I want you to learn about the supreme fiat. I'm giving you the book of heaven, and I want you to drink this. I want you to eat this, sip by sip, parcel by parcel, word by word, as you read this. Its knowledge and its life will begin to be born in you, little by little, until finally your human will is for God and the divine will is for you. So Jesus says this, so now I am, and he uses his name as God, I am within you, Louisa. Do we believe that? Where is Jesus? He's found in Louisa. Let's look at the relic cards that you have. The little miraculous... to have a relic card, the clothing of Louisa. What does this mean? Jesus is there. More than any other relic that you could have. I mean, think about the relics of the clothing of St. Padre Pio or St. Honorable de Francia. Jesus says to Louisa, I am within you, Louisa. That cloth, this is why I'm saying the miracles that are going to come through Louisa are going to astonish the world. Jesus wants us to know who his little newborn is. He wants us to know who his mother is, and a majority of Christians don't care. Now, I don't care about Mary. I care about Jesus. Jesus loves his mother. He loves his mother so much that on the cross he said to his mother, woman, here is your son. That's us. John represented all of us. And he says to John, here is your mother. Those are the words of Jesus on the cross to us. And yet, we don't care about the Blessed Mother. She was only a woman. No. She's Theotokos. She's the mother of God. She is the mother of God. Look at the humility of our Lord, that he wanted a mother. And not only that, he wants us to have a mother. Not only our human mother, but the mother of heaven and earth. The queen of heaven and earth is our mother. And now he says, I want you to have the newborn Louisa Picaretta as your mother, the little, of the little children of the holy divine will. So Jesus says to us, I am within Louisa. Do you believe this? Where's the picture of Louisa in your home? You have Jesus, you have Mary, and now it's Louisa. He says, to recognize this newborn. She has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. We don't go to Louisa for Louisa. We go to Louisa because we want the true life of Jesus. We want the true life of Mary. This is what Jesus is showing us. I look at my sacrifices in yours, Louisa. And this is what God is doing too. Once we're with Louisa, he says, I look at your sacrifices as well. Once you're reading the book of heaven, I understand what you're going through, Jesus says. Your physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional difficulties. He says, I look at the order I, God, have kept. Do you think you're going through this because God has forgotten you? No. He knows exactly what you're going through. See, most of us are so selfish, so self-centered, so miserable, that the only way we can wake up is through sufferings. You know, a lot of children who are egocentric, when they go to the hospital and go to the burn unit and see children who are burnt to where their flesh is melted, they begin to understand what suffering is about, what life is about. And they stop being egocentric. They stop being selfish and self-centered. And this is what Jesus does. He has to wake us up. I mean, I didn't break my back once. I had to break my back twice. I had to break, you know, my my wrist. I've got so many stitches on my head that if my head was shaved, it would look like a railroad tracks from all over the United States on my skull. Jesus had to use a 2x4 against me numerous times. Why? I'm so selfish, so self-centered, so miserable. That he had to say, for my sake, I have to wake you up. You know, when you're in a hospital for months at a time, let me tell you, you begin to listen. and it would be nice if we didn't have to go through that. But most of us are so miserable that God has to give us what we want. He loves us, but he doesn't want to lose us. So he says this. He says, I look at the order I have kept and the many lessons I have given you. Okay? The Lord speaks. I mean, when we go to Mass, when we go to CCD, when we go to classes on the faith, Jesus is teaching us. Now, Jesus has given us the book of heaven. He says, the many lessons I have given you, enough to make my divine will known in order to form its kingdom. Everything beforehand was to prepare us for this gift. Everything beforehand was to make us ready for this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, which is Luisa Picaretta and the divine will. You cannot separate the two. And he says very, very clearly, I'm giving the lessons to you, especially with the book of heaven. Why? To make my divine will known in order to form its kingdom in us on earth as the saints in heaven possess it. May your kingdom come on earth in me. That's what we're praying. Why? Jesus says, because the rest of humanity does not want this. So he says, will you do this for them? And it's yes. You want this, Lord? I want this. May your kingdom come and reign in me on earth as the saints are possessed in heaven. In the name of everyone, I pray this prayer in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as if all mankind were praying it. That you, Jesus, hear everyone who has ever been conceived praying this prayer. May your kingdom come and reign in me on earth as it is in heaven. He says very clearly, and if I do not stop speaking, this is what he's saying to us as we're reading, as we're studying, as we're putting this into practice. He says, if I do not stop speaking, because when you're reading, like I told you, the Lord will say, read this again. I want you to understand this. Read it again. I want you to enter into a deeper awareness of what I, God, am doing in you and in all your brothers and sisters through Luisa. He says, it is a story that is eternal. And there is so much in every word. Jesus says, every word that I, God, speak as the word of God, he says, is a divine life. Infinite. As you read it, there is more that you're going to understand. As you study this, there's going to be more that Jesus is going to show you. And each and every one of us is going to see something slightly different. Like when we are in a theater, you know, we're all sitting at different positions, yet we're watching something. Yet each and every one of us hears something different, sees something different, because of our background. Okay, now our background for the little children of the Holy Divine Will is the Divine Will, is the Book of Heaven. Our background is what Jesus has said to Luisa. So we are seeing something different than the rest. It's not because we're better. It's not because we are more intelligent. It's because this is our background now. We are one with Luisa. Why? Because we want to be one with Jesus and Mary. And so what Jesus has taught Luisa, he's now teaching us. So he says it's a story that is eternal. And what is eternal has eternal speaking that never ends. Jesus is, you read, that's why I'm saying read the calendar. You're going to see things that you've never seen before every day. When you make that commitment to read those 4.5 pages every day, Jesus is going to teach you the way he was teaching Louisa. And now it's up to us. Do we receive it 30, 60, or 100 fold? Does this become our life as it became the life of Louisa? It's a eternal speaking that never ends. It is the speaking about my fiat that, he says, my fiat shall be eternal in heaven. So he begins heaven now for the souls in the divine will. This is why the little children of the holy divine will are so happy. Heaven has begun for us. Oh, everything is still happening around us, but everything is fiat. We're learning. Yes, Lord, fiat. We're listening to Our Lady. Do whatever He tells you. Jesus is speaking to us when we read the Book of Heaven. Jesus says it's not like any other book on earth. He says to Louisa, this is nothing to do with you, Louisa. It's everything to do with me, he says. He says, I look at those who surround you. You have to understand, if people are not around you anymore, Jesus is saying, I want you to be alone. You know, I will bring people to be around you that are of one mind, one heart, one faith. It will be a true family. A lot of people find that out, that once you get into the divine will, your family seems distant. It's not that you don't love them or they don't love you, but Jesus is showing you something that they don't want to listen to. The Word of God is speaking to you that they don't want to hear. And it's not because, like I said, you're greater than them. No, it's your fiat. See, that's what God looks for. He looks for the fiat. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your divine will done in me, in you, on earth, as the saints have it in heaven. This is such a beautiful time to be alive. I look at those who surround you and who know what regards my will. He says this very clearly. And without true interest in making known a good so great. So he says, what I'm looking for is the souls who want, without true interest, making known a good so great. Who are you making this known to? It's yourself. Jesus is teaching you. You're saying, I want to be. This is why you go to your room, close the door, and pray. You read the volumes. Jesus wants to speak to you. Jesus wants to teach you. Let him have his way. Can you imagine 2,000 years ago if you were sitting with Jesus alone and him talking to you? What would be the beauty of what he says to you? I knew a mystic who Jesus used to appear to, and he would be physically there with him, you know, in his room. And Jesus showed him some things that are going to happen. And the one thing he told me, this was 43 years ago. I can't remember. He said about the kingdom coming. And Jesus told him, it's coming soon. This was over 40 years ago. Jesus told him, the kingdom is coming soon. And he said to Jesus, you're soon, just what Louisa said, can be 1,000 years. And Jesus said, no, my soon is your soon. We have to understand the time we're living in. Because of Louisa Picaretta, because of the Book of Heaven that's now been released from the Vatican, the time is very soon. Jesus says, this book will transform the face of the earth. Once Louisa becomes blessed, once she becomes venerable, once she becomes blessed, watch what happens. The evil one is furious. His kingdom is coming to an end. And he sees this with this light that is around Louisa and the little souls in the divine well. He sees his time is coming to an end, making a known a good so great. He says, I look at your humanity itself, and it serves me as the cathedra from which I impart my lessons. So he says to Louisa, you are the throne. The cathedra is what the bishop sits on in the cathedral. He says, I look at your humanity. Your humanity serves me as the cathedra. This is where the bishop proclaims his authority. He says to Louisa, you have this cathedra. We see this with the Blessed Mother. She's called the seat of wisdom, the cathedra of wisdom. Jesus says this to Louisa. He says, you are the cathedra which I impart my divine lessons of the divine will. And you yourself cannot deny that you feel me within yourself, sensibly, moving, speaking, suffering, and that I am God. I am really inside you. Why? To form my kingdom in order to that you, Louisa, make it known. Louisa's teaching us, do not try to live in the divine will without Louisa. It's Louisa, not you. I hear people say, well, I read the divine will and it says you, so God is talking to me. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, pal. He's talking to Louisa. Where's your humility? He's talking to Louisa. Talking to you. Who are you? Filled with pride and arrogance. He's talking to you? No, he's talking to Louisa. And Louisa was so humble that she would not put her name down on the paper. She wouldn't. And she'd say to Jesus, who is the soul that I could thank them? And Jesus would say to her often, Louisa, don't you understand? It's you, my little daughter. Louisa Picaretta. You yourself cannot deny that you feel me within yourself, Louisa, sensibly, moving, speaking, suffering, and that I am really inside you to form my kingdom so that you, Louisa, will make it known to the world. How fortunate we are to know Louisa and have the Book of Heaven. I remember when we had Louisa and we only had mimeograph sheets of paper. We didn't have the books. No one had ever read 20 through 36 except for Aunt Rosaria. She read it with Louisa. But no one had this until 1996 on the Feast of the Presentation. I love that feast. I mean, think of it. It's Candlemas Day. It's the light. Presentation. I mean, how great is our God that feast is going to be known the day all the volumes were released. Again, they were released because of John Paul II and at that time Cardinal Ratzinger. And we met him there. He was very happy that we were doing this. As a matter of fact, he wrote a letter to the Archbishop of Mexico City. Acuna had that letter. It was telling the Archbishop that all the writings of Louisa should be published. And as a matter of fact, when we met with the Cardinal, I think it was in 2015, he said the same thing. These writings, the Vatican wants these writings out. And then the Vatican comes out with the book, The Son of My Divine Will is Louisa Picaretta. After this, she says, I was doing my usual acts in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter Louisa, my fiat has its prime act in our divinity. See, God wants us to enter into that prime act. Its prime act in the creation, its prime act in the redemption, its prime act in all things. And therefore, the Prime Act has its just right to dominate everything and to envelop everyone. To be the primary wheel that, in moving, moves everything around itself and all turn around it. See, it's more perfect than a Swiss watch. Everything is perfect. Perfect timing. Perfect movement. So, Louisa, the one who takes my will as life, takes everything. And as the primary wheel moves, all things give themselves to Louisa. So much so that Louisa has no need to ask as they turn around my divine will. This precise watch, this precise clock, they all give themselves to Louisa. Do you see Louisa's role? Jesus says this to us. He wants us to be aware. He says, therefore, the most necessary thing is to take my divine will. And if she does this, she has done everything and has taken everything, and everything is hers. Do you see what Jesus is telling us? Listen to what he's saying to us. The most necessary thing for us is to be with Louisa and to take the divine will like Louisa took the divine will, not separated from her. And if the soul does this with Louisa, she has done everything and has taken everything, and everything is hers. Do you see what God is calling us to? He's calling us to a new beginning. He's calling us to begin to be one with Louisa. I mean, this is just so astonishing how much our God loves us, that he would give us Louisa Picaretta, that he would give us this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. And all he's asking of us is to begin to understand that this is Louisa's gift. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.